Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servants.
Worship Him tonight. Welcome the King of Glory in our midst. Welcome the Lord of Lords. Welcome the King of Glory. Welcome the King of Glory in our midst. Recognize His presence tonight. The King of Glory. The mighty walker. The I am that I am. The one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come. We welcome you, the King of Glory. We welcome you, Him that dwells in between the cherubims and in an unapproachable light. We worship your God. Worship Him tonight. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Worship Him. Only Him deserves. Only Him is worthy. Only Him deserves to be worshipped. Only Him deserves to be honored. Only Him deserves to be worshipped. Go ahead and worship Him tonight. Go ahead and worship Him and exalt Him tonight. The one who is worthy. The one who is worthy to be praised. We worship your God. We worship your God. We exalt your God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, O God. I want you to just bless Him tonight. Just exalt Him tonight. Magnify Him for all that He has been doing in your life. For granting you the opportunity to be here at the first midweek service in the month of August. He is worthy to be praised tonight. Thank Him who is worthy to be praised. Oh, we worship you tonight, Adonai. We worship you, Elohim. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Bible said, the Lord's name shall be praised. The Lord's name shall be glorified. The Lord is high above the nations of the earth, and His glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled Himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. Oh, we worship you tonight. We exalt you, God. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be exalted. Thank you and thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For this new month, we thank you, Father. For your goodness in our lives, we thank you, Father. For your grace in our lives, we thank you, Father. For preservation, we thank you, Father. For provision, we thank you, Father. For every battle that you fought on our behalf, we thank you, Father. You frustrated the talkings of the liars and make the diviners mad. You disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. We thank you, God. We escape from the traps of the enemy. We give you praise. We give you honor. Be thou exalted tonight, O God. Thank you and thank you, the Most High. Be thou exalted forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. If you are happy, you are excited in the house of the Lord. You are thankful to God for the month of August. I want to raise your hands and shout glory unto the Lord. Shout glory unto the Lord tonight. Shout a higher glory. Louder glory unto the Lord. A louder glory unto the Lord. The Lord in our midst is mighty. We give you thanks, O God. We glorify your holy name, O God. Thank you and thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, let your name be exalted. Oh, let your name be exalted, Lord. Oh, let your name be exalted, O God. Oh, let your name be exalted, Jesus. Let your name be exalted, O God.
There is
no one as you.
Now I
pray, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, our God. You deserve the praise. You deserve the honor. You deserve all the praise, O God. Let your name be exalted. Let your name be magnified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You may be seated for a while. Psalms 27 verse 8. Psalms 27 verse 8. Give me NIV. It said, my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. My heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Can you say to the Lord this hour? Can you say, Father, my heart seek for you. Your face I will seek. And I will seek you continually. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer right now. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. In this month of August, your face, Lord, I will seek. Your face, Lord, I will seek. My heart says, seek your face. And your face, Lord, I will seek. Your face, Lord, I will seek, oh God. Oh, your face is full of glory. Your face is full of power. My heart says, seek your face. And your face, Lord, I will seek. I will seek your face continually this month. I will seek your face continually this month. Your face, Lord, I will seek this month, O God. Your face, Lord, I will seek this month, O God. Ask him to help you to love him more. Tell him, I will love you more, Lord. Help me to love you more. Help me to serve you more. Help me to love you more. Help me to serve you more. Help me, help me, help me, help me, Father. My heart says, seek your face. Your face, Lord, I will seek, O God. Help me to love you more, O God. Help me to serve you more this month. Help me to pray more. Help me to study more. That I may see your glory. Help me to love you more. Help me to serve you more. Help me to pray more this month. Help me to study more this month. Help me to study your word more this month. That I may see your glory. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, God. You know, the face of the Lord is like a sun. The face of God is full like glory. His face is the real glory that we talk about. From his face, you can rise. From his face. If only you can behold his face. When you look at his face, you see glory. It is glory personified. In this month of August, I declare that in the name of Jesus, that the grace to seek his face is released upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. That our heart will seek for him. In the name of Jesus Christ. And his face we shall seek. in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of August, God will open this month for us. And I stand by the utterance of the Holy Ghost. And I declare that this month is open up for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of August, you will see the Lord working for you. In the name of Jesus. Your minds are open up for creative ideas. Your hands are open up for great exploits. The heart of men are open up to you to give you favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hands of men open up to you, causing resources to flow to you. In the name of Jesus, nations are open up to you. The cities are open up to you. The marketplaces are open up to you. Doors are open up to you. The marketplaces are open up to you. I declare everything open up to you this month. And you will rise with the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, your glory will rise. Your glory will rise. And you are rising right now. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. In the name of Jesus, your glory is rising. Can you raise your hands up and say, in the name of Jesus, I am rising tonight. I am rising by the glory of the Lord. I am rising by the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to declare upon yourself. Begin to declare upon your life. I am rising, I am rising, I am rising out of every darkness. I am rising out of every darkness. I am rising out of every darkness. My glory is rising. 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 My glory is rising tonight. Ishakata kabaradash, isheke brako ziki baradash, ilakata kabakarakata, ishaka brako sekete karakanda leya, isheke teke dadadadash. My glory is rising. I am coming out of darkness. I am coming out of darkness. I am coming out from every darkness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. He said, thick darkness cover the people. Darkness covers the people. I want to give us two biblical examples of this thick darkness that covers the people. And one of the biblical examples is an example that happens in Egypt. In Exodus 3, 7 to 9. I will prefer King James now. Exodus 3, 7 to 9. That is a darkness that covered the people of Israel in the land of Egypt. And then the Lord spoke to Moses and he said to him, he said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Yes, go on. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians. I have come down to deliver them out of their darkness and to bring them out out, bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large and unto a land flourishing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. The people of Egypt, the people of Israel, we are in captivity. That captivity signifies darkness. That is the thick darkness that covers them. That darkness is a darkness of captivity, darkness of bondage and slavery. Laboring without rewards, laboring day after day, living in suffering perpetually by tax masters. I don't know what is a tax master in your life. I don't know the darkness that keeps you in bondage, in slavery, in captivity today. But I hear the Lord says, I have seen your sorrows and I have come down to deliver you. Hallelujah. So you will rise on your feet now. We are going to be praying. If you are not able to stand, you can stay. But whichever posture you are taking, make sure that you are praying. Hallelujah. Now he said, I have seen their affliction. I have seen their affliction. And I have come down. He came down in the form of who? He came down in the form of Moses. Hallelujah. He came down in the form of Moses. And tonight there is a Moses in this house. In the name of Jesus Christ. And by my declarations. And by the words that comes from my mouth. God will be granting us deliverances. And he will bring us out of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. He will take you into your good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can you raise your hand and say, oh God, every affliction of darkness that kept me in bondage, by the name of Jesus, come down with your power and liberate me. Let my glory shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Let my glory shine today. Come down with your power. Come down with your power and remove this darkness out of my life. Deliver me from every captivity, bondage and slavery of darkness. Isha kata kata kata. Esheke brako ziki brada. Irako toko barakada. Bring me out and let my glory shine. Bring me out and let my glory shine. Bring me out. And let my glory shine. Bring me out, O God. 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 Laboring without reward. Laboring without anything to show for it. Lord, bring me out. That I may shine, O God. Let my glory arise. And bring me out of captivity. Bring me out of bondage and slavery into a goodly land. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. A shaka barabarash. Isekete. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You see, the children of Israelites are very industrious people. Hard-working people. They work day and night. But you see, what they were going through is an affliction. Tax masters were following them up and down. They will say, look, you must meet your requirement for today. And they are beating them. They are laboring day after day. And they were groaning, they were sorrowing, they were crying. I stand here by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything in that, in anyone here, in that affliction situation, anyone in that captivity, in bondage, struggling, laboring day and night under Pharaoh, under the tax master. I stand by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, come out of that captivity. I declare, come out of that captivity. Come out from that bondage. Come out from that captivity. Into your good land. Into your good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus. Taskmasters are very terrible people. You see, Pharaoh is a typology of Satan. Satan wants to keep people in perpetual captivity. Satan wants to see us in sorrowing all the time. But there is power in this house tonight. There is power in this house tonight. And I declare by the name of Jesus again, anyone in that captivity situation, by the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, let that captivity be broken. In the name of Jesus. Isha Kabaradash. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. Begin to speak in the spirit. Speak in tongues. Speak in the spirit. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Isha Katarabaradash. Isheketeke Rakatagarash. Ikaraboro Shekebrada. Izeke Brako Shekelikata. Oh, Father, we ask tonight. Let there be liberation 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 tonight. Shakabarash. Ishakabaroko Togarash. Ishakabarakatarash. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen, listen, listen. We're going to do something now. We're going to shout glory on the top of our voice. I will count the count of seven. By the time I counted the last seven, you will shout by the power that you have. You are going to shout glory. And the power of God's glory will land upon you. Anyone that is hidden in captivity will be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now raise your hands up now. And get connected in the spirit right now. Ishakata karadarash. At the count of seven. I will count 1 to 7. By the time I counted the last seven. The power of God will come down. And there shall be liberation. There shall be deliverance. Ishakata kabralo. Izekete karukete kebrazuya. Ishekete kerakata. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Esha karaboza. Itakara kotorobara. Lord Shakata Karanai. Ishakete Kerakotobaza. Irekete Kabarai. Savu. Ishakete Rakotobara. Ishakete Kabara. Ishake Barokote Karakata. Second the Senate. Second the Senate. Second the Senate. Second the Senate. Ishakarokote Bara. Ishakete Kabrakonaya. I ask your power. Let there be a release of power. Let every chain be broken. Let every affliction be broken. Let every burden be broken. Eshakara. Erekotoka bakarakatakaya. Esheke prako zekerara. Esheke rakotobara. Erakatokobara. Shekerara. Esheke tekerara. Ekataka bakatakara. Yeah, shut up.
shakarara. Yes, shakarara. Isekarara.
Io non ho di villanosa, no, no, no.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. There is a power for deliverance tonight. Ishekerash. You say, listen. Listen. Some years back, I realized that there are some demons that oppress people in the night. These demons keep people in perpetual bondage and captivity. There was a time that this demon usually come to press me in the night. I know there are people with these experiences here. This demon usually come in the night. It escalated that even in the daytime, when I'm sleeping, that demon will come and press me down. I prayed and prayed that this thing should stop, but it didn't. Then one day I changed my prayer point and I said, Lord, I want to see this demon that usually come to press me in the night. And it happened one day after I prayed that prayer. I said, Lord, I say, I want to see this demon. I want to see it. Then one day in the night, it rained that day. And I was sleeping. I covered myself with blanket from head to toe because of the cold. And then suddenly, around between, I think, 2 to 3 a.m., then I feel a presence. That demon came. That demon came. The way I covered myself, it's not possible for me to see through the blanket. But God opened my eyes. I saw the demon. He came. And then he noticed that I'm watching him. Then I saw him. He sat on my bed. He sat. And he couldn't turn his eye to look at me because he knew I was looking. And I kept looking. I kept looking. I kept looking through the eyes of the spirit. And then before I knew it, he disappeared. From that day till tomorrow and eternity, that demon never showed face. I carried that scepter and authority. And I declare tonight, anyone under the oppression of any demon of the night, any demon oppressing you, by the authority in the name of Jesus, that power is broken. I say it is broken. In the name of Jesus, any demon oppressing you, I stand by the center of the Holy Ghost. I declare, let that power be broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Bondage are broken. Anyone in captivity is free. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, show me a sign. Holy Ghost, show me a sign. Your glory must rise tonight. Your glory must rise tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Rakaterebo sheke baras. Iseke rakotoro bada. You are entering into your godly land in the name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit that God is taking you into a land flowing with milk and honey in the name of Jesus. I know what I'm saying. I know what I am saying. I know what I am saying. Rekata rabo sheke barash. Iseke rakoto barash. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3. Verse 2 to 6. The Bible says there is a certain man lame from his mother's womb. He was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. This man was kept at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. His life was entirely opposite of a beautiful gate. To us, arms of them that entered into the temple. Then something happened. Verse 3. Then Peter was coming. And then he saw Peter. He said, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an arms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk. The man was clothed with darkness. Then Peter said, rise, his glory rise. Tonight I declare, anyone crippled by circumstances, incapacitated by darkness, anything that make you immobilize, that you are unable to move, you are unable to walk, anything that followed you from the womb, by the name of Jesus, I declare, rise! Rise! In the name of Jesus! The Bible said he was lame from the womb. There are things that followed people from birth, incapacitated them, made them crippled in life, covered with darkness, stagnated, frustrated in one place. He was carried, kept at the gate, Beautiful gate, and his life is entirely opposite. By the name of Jesus tonight, Rakatarash, your light is supposed to be rising, your light is supposed to be shining. I stand in authority in the name of Jesus. I say, rise in the name of Jesus. I say, begin to move forward. Begin to go forward. In the name of Jesus. Some persons are stagnated in their place of work, crippled by circumstances. By the authority in the name of Jesus, I move you to your next level. In the name of Jesus. Stagnated in business, stagnated in the family, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I say, rise, 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 rise. The Lord is taking you to places in the name of Jesus. The Lord is taking you to places. You are rising in the name of Jesus. He inherited darkness from birth. He was not meant to be so. Some persons, by the circumstances or the family they came from, setting them, followed them, fighting them daily, crippled their lives. You left village, village still they follow you. Some are in the city, they are seeing themselves in the village, crippled. By the authority in the name of Jesus, anything that connects you with your family line, that cripples your life, by the name of Jesus, I say rise! Rise! In the name of Jesus! Some persons inherited disease. There was a time I saw a small child with diabetes. And I said, why? Why would a small child have a diabetes? They said he inherited it. From birth, he inherited it. A child. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that carry inherited disease, sicknesses and disease, any affliction that followed you from birth, I stand by the authority in the name of Jesus. I cause that affliction in the name of Jesus. I cause that affliction in the name of Jesus. Rise with glory. Rise with glory. Let your head burst with glory. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, I want to lay your hands on yourself. If you are sick in your body, any part of your body, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your head. Mashakata kabarakote rash. Ishekete keprakosikadash. Elekete keprakose kelekanda zeya. I take authority over every affliction. I take authority over every sickness and disease. Anything that is affecting your body, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I curse that sickness. Let that sickness go in the name of Jesus. I curse diabetes. I curse every sickness and disease in your body. Any affliction in your body, hear the voice of the Lord. I curse you. I release a healing band upon you. In the name of Jesus, I command the sickness to go. I say go. I command it out of your body. In the name of Jesus. And I declare a healing power. Let the healing of the Lord touch you. 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 Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that is healing. That is healing in the house right now. That is healing right now. That is healing right now. Someone has been healed. Someone has been healed. If you are that person, check yourself, check yourself. Check yourself, because that is healing. That is healing tonight. Check yourself, check yourself. That is healing tonight. Check yourself. Begin to do the things that you cannot do. Begin to do the things that you cannot do. Check yourself. If there is a witness, we want to see. Ishakabarash. You have been healed. Let me see your hands. Erekoto kobraka shekeras. Ishekeras shekeras. Izekebrako shekeras. There is a healing virtue in the house. There is a healing power. There is a healing power tonight. Ishekeras. Check yourself. Check yourself. The Lord is healing. The Lord is healing people. The Lord is healing people. The Lord is healing people. Ekekebrako zigeras. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Anything that held you down tonight, I am declaring rise, 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 rise in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. You are rising tonight. Nothing will be able to keep you down. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. I want us to see Isaiah 55, verse 3 to 4. For us to experience glory, we need to trust on God's mercy. Mercy is like a gate opener for glory. Isaiah 55, verse 3 to 4 says, it says, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. A sure mercies of David. David became what he became by the mercies of God. The glory of God came upon his life by the mercy that came upon him. And we all know who David was before he became king. He was just a shepherd boy. Shepherd boy in the village. You know, the day that God sent the prophet Samuel to come to his father's house and anoint him, the Bible says even the prophet almost made mistake. He saw the first son. You know, in Israel, the position of a firstborn is very vital and important in Israel. In every inheritance, the firstborn will collect double. When you hear Elisha said, "Oh, my father, Elijah, I want to collect double portion." He was simply saying, "I'm your firstborn." The prophet came. He saw the firstborn. He said, this is the Lord anointed. And the Lord said, "No, I've rejected this one." And he made the seven boys to pass before him. And then the Lord said, "None of them will." Then the prophet had to now ask. That is when his discernment began to work. He said, you still have another child? They said, yes, that one is in the bush. Forgotten. Covered with darkness. Then the prophet said, we can't wait to go and bring him quickly. God bypassed the seven of them by the mercy of the Lord. Tonight I declare upon the life of someone, the protocol will be bypassed because of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will bypass protocol and you'll be located wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. You may have been rejected, abandoned, forgotten, but tonight your glory is rising because you have been remembered. In the name of Jesus. Only God could have done that to a shepherd boy, a last born. God went and picked him from the forests. And then he became all that God wants him to become. Look at what he said concerning himself in Psalms 113, verse 7 to 9. Psalms 113, verse 7 to 9. He said, consider. 113, verse 7, yes. He said, he raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. That is glory rising. And then verse 8, that he may set him with princes and even the princes of his people. Tonight you may be poor. Wherever you are right now, the Lord raise you in the name of Jesus. The one that raised the poor from the dust. I declare, let him raise you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let him set you among the princes. Among the princes of your people. In the name of Jesus. It means God bringing you out of obscurity into lamplight. You are sitting with men in authority, men of influence, in the name of Jesus Christ. And 1 Samuel 2, verse 8 also confirmed that. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. Another glory rising there. Hannah, the forgotten woman, she has been barren, and God did a miracle for her. And she said, he raised up, she was sinking by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And she said, he raised up the poor out of what? Out of the dust. And lifted up the beggar from where? From the dunghill. That is glory rising. To set them among what? Among princes. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Tonight I declare, you are inheriting the throne of glory. In the name of Jesus. You may not look important now, but you are an important person. No? Turn to someone and tell him you are important. No? Congratulate the person. No? Congratulate the person. No? So that tomorrow, so that tomorrow, amen. You are an important person. No? You are a VIP as you are seated now. Your glory is rising. In the name of Jesus. God is enthroning you tonight. On the throne of glory. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes people ask, how can this thing be? Is it possible? How can this thing be? But the prophet came. Prophet Elisha was called upon during the war with Israel. Moabite and other three nations gathered against Israel. They were all weak. No food, no water. Their animals, they are all exhausted. And they called prophet. They say, is there no prophet? Then the prophet make a declaration. He said, there will neither be wind or rain, but your valley shall be filled with water. I declare tonight, by the power, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, by the power, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, by the authority of my calling, by the authority of my office, I stand and I speak as a man called by God, that you may not see wind, you may not see rain, but your valley shall be filled with water. In the name of Jesus. What it means is this. You may look front, you may look back. You may look up and down. You'll be saying, how can this thing be? Who will help me? How can I become? That shouldn't be your issue. It's not your business. Whom's business is this? God's business, not yours. I declare tonight again, there may be no wind, there may be no rain, but your valley shall be filled with water. In the name of Jesus. Angel Gabriel came to Mary after telling her what and what. The prophetic word. She said, how can this thing be? And he said to her, the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. So when that power comes, you will take him, you will be conceived. I declare tonight, let the power of the Most High come upon you and cause your glory to arise. In the name of Jesus, let God move you to the place of your glory. In the name of Jesus, you are moving, you are rising. Begin to declare, I am rising. 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 By the power of God. I am rising 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 by the power of God. I am rising. My glory is rising. And I am shining by the power of God. I'm shining by the power of God. Thank you, Father.
Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Genesis 14, 18 to 20. We're going to be taking communion tonight. And by the ministry of the communion, God will launch us and establish us in glory and in power in the name of Jesus Christ. Where God will place you, no man, they will trust it. They will not be able to find out, how did you get here? How did it happen? You like this. It is the workings of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. After Abraham returned from the slaughter of the king, he went for a war where he went to deliver his nephew. While returning, he met with this priest, a Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. Verse 19. Then he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thy enemy into thy hand. Today, the Lord will deliver your enemy to your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the ministry of this communion today, the bread and wine. The Bible said Melchizedek brought him bread and wine. Melchizedek is a typology of Christ in the New Testament. That is the highest order of the priesthood. That is where we belong. The Melchizedek order. The highest order of priesthood. That is where we operate. It is necessary for him to take this bread and wine so that God's plan concerning Abraham can be established. So that Abraham can enter into the threefold blessing. The blessing of firstborn, the blessing of priesthood, and the blessing of kinship. This threefold blessing manifested in his lineage. The firstborn was given to Joseph, and the priesthood was given to Levi, and kinship was given to Judah. Tonight, by the ministry of this communion, the blessing of this threefold blessing has come upon you, and your glory will rise in the name of Jesus Christ. So we declare the blessing of the priesthood, the priesthood of Christ upon this communion tonight. And we ask their Father that let the blessing of Christ be upon this communion. In the name of Jesus Christ. As the burden of Christ is broken, as the blood is taken, the blood which is the covenant of everlasting, we ask, O God, for every one of us in darkness, Lord, that we shine forth with glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, your glory will be risen upon you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you ask that, Lord, sanctify my heart tonight by the blood? By the blood tonight. By the blood tonight. Once this blood, once I take this body and the blood of Christ, I am being purified and sanctified, and I enter into the threefold blessing. The threefold blessing of Melchizedek, of Abraham, pronounced by Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God. I enter into the threefold blessing, and my glory will be manifested. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name. The bread in our hands and the wine in our hands is being turned into the very flesh, into the very blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The night before his passion, after giving thanks, he gave He gave the bread to his disciple and said, he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Each time you take it, you remember of my coming. As we take it tonight, it reminds you of the Lord's coming. And this very flesh of Christ tonight, as we take it, it breaks every bondage in your body. Every deposit will be broken. Every sickness is remaining in your body will be taken away. And your glory will shine forth in the name of Jesus. Now you open it and take it. You take the bread.
There is no other God like you, Adonai. All power is in your hands, El Shaddai, O Elohim. There is no other God like you.
In the same manner, after he gave thanks, he took the wine and gave it to his disciple. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant that is shed for you. And each time you take it, you remember of my coming. As you take the blood tonight, this very blood will mark you for safety. It will mark you from every misfortune, every disaster, every calamity. When the enemy will come, they will see the blood and they will pass over you. And with this blood today, your glory has been established. And you are shining and you are breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, you may take it. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks for what he has done in your life. Oh, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. Be thou lifted, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.